But first, the model for addiction treatment in Oregon is this. Counties, and in some cases the state and federal government, provide the money, and then the counties contract with addiction treatment providers who bring their expertise to the table. Last year, Josephine County contracted with the addiction treatment provider OnTrack to bring addictions treatment services to some county residents. A subsequent audit showed that OnTrack overbilled the county for services, and now there's some trouble involved in that. Here to talk about the dispute is Lily Morgan, who's vice chair of the Josephine County Commission. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning. How are you today?
Thanks for being with us here on The Exchange. First of all, you know, you're part of the Josephine County Commission. Is part of your portfolio as a commissioner addiction treatment services?
I am the liaison to our treatment and prevention services, yes, but I don't directly oversee them, no.
And so what range of addiction treatment services does Josephine County provide or contract for?
We're pretty unique that we do offer in-house alcohol and drug treatment to high-risk offenders that are serving on parole or probation through the Community Corrections Department, and we have quite capable staff that is doing trauma-based treatment and evidence-based efforts to meet state requirements. But we also are the ones that deliver the finances to the other treatment agencies in town. So we have contracts with several providers, ADAPT and OnTrack, Choices, Options of Southern Oregon, does both mental health and dual diagnosis. Community Corrections receives fund and the Grants Pass Treatment Center, which is a medically assisted treatment program. And all of those providers work together as part of a provider network. They work with our local alcohol drug planning commission, which we call LADPC. And each year we distribute the funds from the state to those agencies for treatment for various programs. And in particular, what has been under question is money from the state to provide treatment for the indigent population.
And so that was the contract that the county let with OnTrack.
Correct. Right. This is there's other contracts that each of these providers have directly with the state, and the state is who monitors certifications and gives each alcohol and drug provider permission to operate in the state. That comes from the Oregon Health Authority. But then the county distributes funds, and we do that through a process of an application and review by a citizen panel through our LADPC.
We're talking with Lily Morgan, who's vice chair of the Josephine County Commission, about addictions treatment in Josephine County, specifically the organization OnTrack. The county just decided to cancel a contract with OnTrack. Now, Lily, can we just spend a little bit more time on how the money flows? Because, as you mentioned, you have money coming into the county. Then, and this is required by Oregon law, every county has an alcohol and drug planning commission, or committee, rather. And that's basically staffed by people from the county, residents who have an interest in the subject, and then they make recommendations to the commission on how to spend those funds. Is that correct?
Yeah, they absolutely. The commission is actually, or the committee or commission, whichever the right term is in the county, they are very well attended, and all the providers attend that committee and agency partners in the community. So even the Boys and Girls Club that provides education programs for families and after-school programs, they receive monies from us. We have partnerships with College Dreams, and Women's Crisis Support Team provides a prevention program in the junior highs called WING. So we have a lot of agencies in the community and nonprofit organizations that we work with. And all of those funds get funneled through the Alcohol Drug Planning Committee there. And so the agencies will put in an application on a biennium based on what funds we receive from the state, and we distribute all of those funds. And one of the big new projects we've been trying to really push is peer mentoring. And we're seeing great results in all of the programs that utilize folks that have gone through the recovery process and now come alongside somebody else that's beginning the process. And that mentorship program is much more successful with somebody who's gone through it successfully and now can give advice and encouragement and say, I'm not perfect, but I'll walk this with you. And we're seeing a lot of lives change through that process. So that was also funded through the LADPC. And In this circumstance, specifically as far as what got the county's attention, our funds set aside for indigent population. And prior to the Affordable Health Care Act, it was quite an issue in Oregon trying to get people into treatment, and specifically residential treatment. If somebody was fortunate enough to qualify for Oregon Health Plan, they could get a bed within 1 or 2 days in a residential program. But the indigent population had a wait of 2 to 4 months, if not more, trying to get a bed in a residential program around the state. And once the affordable health care option changed and those laws changed and Oregon's response to it, many more people qualified for Oregon Health Plan. So no longer were the funds being utilized in the same manner for this indigent population, because most everybody qualified for services through Oregon Health Plan, and that's the primary funding that should be used for these treatment services.
So getting to the OnTrack contract, they were contracted to provide services specifically to the indigent population. So what was the main issue that the county audit found from OnTrack?
Well, as I said a few minutes ago, the county has contracts with several agencies. And so first, something stood out as different with how OnTrack was reporting the numbers and from the other agencies. It was inconsistent with what we were seeing in the rest of the community. And so it got our attention. And we first conducted an audit through the outpatient program, and we found some issues with billing there. And that information was brought to the Board of County Commissioners, and we asked staff to go back and make sure that they also audited the residential program, where we found quite a substantial challenge as far as what was going on with billing. And essentially what was happening is every client was being billed to the indigent fund instead of going through the proper channels with the Oregon Health Plan or other contracts that they would have.
And so did the county feel like this was being done on purpose, or was this being done because OnTrack is now under new leadership? Was this being done just a mistake?
No, it was.
OnTrack?
Yeah, matter of fact, what we learned through the audit process is OnTrack was aware that they were doing it incorrectly as far back as last spring, but didn't say anything. And they continued the practice even after they found they were doing it wrong. So internally, they had discovered it, but they did not report it to us, nor did they change their practice. And when we brought up that, you know, was a major oversight, the response is, oh, well, we have other contracts. It was very disappointing to hear how little concern OnTrack showed with the misbilling that was going on.
We're talking with Lily Morgan, by the way, who is the vice chair of the Josephine County Commission, about problems that the county found with their contract for indigent addiction services from the organization OnTrack. Lily, I want to take a minute here. We reached out to OnTrack, and they were not able to participate in the program today, but they did send us a statement. So I wanted to read this statement from OnTrack and get your reaction to it. OnTrack says as follows: "We're disappointed in the county's decision. It's important to note that there are no current OnTrack clients in Josephine County who are affected by the county's decision. As part of our continuing rebuilding process, we are redoubling our rigorous examination of all of OnTrack's business practices and making corresponding improvements identified through this process. We look forward to applying for the relevant grant with the county in the near future." That's a statement that was emailed to us yesterday by OnTrack. Your reaction to that?
I hope they do continue to make improvements. I think as an agency, they've been struggling for the last few years. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter when there's a leadership change. There's still an obligation when you're using taxpayer dollars to do it right. And the process of accountability, and when something is found to be off, you know, being a good partner is to immediately report that and say, hey, we found an error. We found an issue. We want to make it right. And so we have good working relationships with all of the agencies that we are working with, but we're finding that the structure of the leadership with OnTrack, with the main organization being in Medford, and the management differences in Grants Pass, there's something going on with communication that is different than, say, our relationship with ADAPT, who is primarily run out of Roseburg in Douglas County, but has offices here. We still maintain open, constant communication with them, and ADAPT services are continuing. I should point out that in their letter, they said no current clients are being affected, and that's because every single client was eligible for Oregon Health Plan and should have been billed as such, but they were not. As a county, we also reached out to another agency who will cover our indigent population and the shortage that was provided in case somebody does have that need. So there are no indigent funds available for OnTrack through the county, and we have instead opted to go with ADAPT for those services if somebody needed. So yes, if somebody has Oregon Health Plan or private insurance, they can still continue to work with it with OnTrack. But if somebody doesn't have the coverage and needs that help, they will have to go to another agency.
So from OnTrack's, I want to backtrack just one moment here before I ask that question, and that is that the county is asking for reimbursement for the funds that were misspent. Is that correct?
Correct. And for both residential and the outpatient program, we found there was monies owed.
And so is there some kind of demand or deadline for that reimbursement to occur and then, further steps that the county might take after that?
Our legal department is handling the correspondence and the time frame of negotiation working with OnTrack. And so I don't have that exact information as far as the deadlines.
Now, I understand that OnTrack has a major low-income housing project that's going on in Josephine County. Does this have any effect on that?
Not that I'm aware of, but it's not being operated as it was supposed to be transition housing for those who would go into residential treatment, and then they can go into a long-term kind of transitional outpatient, but with extra help in those apartments. From what I understand, they're just being used for low-income housing right now. It's not specifically treatment-related.
And very briefly, Lily, we just have a moment left. If the money's repaid and the county is satisfied with OnTrack's response and changes, is it possible that future contracts could happen with OnTrack?
It absolutely is. If they put some changes in effect and we can see some checks and balances in the system to make sure that these items are caught immediately and fixed, that would be our hope, that we want to meet the needs of our community for responding to alcohol and drug issues. Both meth and heroin and other opioid addictions are something that is being dealt with in almost every household, whether it start with prescription medication given for a rightful reason through a medical cause, and then it goes on from there. Our communities are having quite an epidemic of dealing with these, and really people need to have the freedom to reach out and get help and to be able to realize they can overcome what they're facing with this.
Lily Morgan is Vice Chair of the Josephine County Commission. Thanks for being with us this morning on the Jefferson Exchange. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.